Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Waswas.
Okay. Okay, Maysoon, here's the facts.
Facts. Give it to us.
I tried to go to the Wattis today.
Oh, that's right, because you came into the city for a class and you went to the Wattis and they were closed.
Maysoon, before we get going, let's go ahead and say a very heartfelt thank you to Jim Prosser and Anonymous, our sustaining donors. And if anybody wants to donate to the show, get over there to congratulationspinetree.com. Oh, God, help us.
There's a lot going on this next couple of months or next couple of weeks.
Maysoon, we got a motherfucking email.
No, we didn't. Don't be lying.
We did. I swear to you, I'm not.
It's
I'm
not even one that we made up.
It's not one we made up.
It's like a real legit email. Dang.
Maysoon, we would never make up of
no
a email
never.
From a listener.
Never.
That's
Remember
beyond
Shannon?
The pale.
I wonder what happened to her old roommate, Shannon.
She's not there at your house? Well, didn't she have to move out?
Yeah, I think she moved out during the pandemic.
Kind of, she I forget the home. Lore of Shannon.
Was she my roommate? No, she wasn't my roommate.
Yeah, I think she was your roommate, bro. You don't remember her living there with you?
It's been so long. Poor Shannon. Sorry, Shan. Hope you're doing well out there in Nebraska.
Okay, Maysoon, focus up. We got an email here. You ready for it?
I'm ready. Kate, I think I need to take my earrings off. Just hold on 1 second. I feel like they're interfering with my hearing.
Yeah, you need to get comfy. I'm in my underpants.
You're not in the bath?
No, I was in the bath earlier, but I had to get out because my neighbor locked himself out of his apartment.
God, your household, your whole apartment complex is everyone's just fucking around.
We love each other here.
Did you run over in your bath towel, in your robe?
I did come out in my robe, yes.
Amazing. Okay, go ahead. Listener feedback or an email.
Okay. Okay, so if you remember last episode, there was a little something about how we claimed, we took a stand and we said BAM PFA's preparators, their prep team, has unseated YBCA's prep team as the number one prep team of the Bay Area art world. Do you remember this at all?
I don't.
Okay.
Why would we even talk about that?
I don't know. I forget.
Why do we think BAM PFA's preparators were better than YBCA's?
We have many reasons, mainly nepotism.
Oh.
Okay, but here's the deal. Ready? We got an email from...
Okay.
Okay, to Kate and the prep crew at BAM PFA, bring it on. Kate, after you go see Band 9, the Bay Area Now 9, you will be reevaluating your statement. The YBCA prep crew is working directly with 30 Bay Area artists who are awesome but change their minds constantly, know little to nothing about any technical... Okay, I'm going to be bleeping
his name. No, spell that. Come on.
No, I am, but I'm going to bleep his name. It sounds like he might have been wanting to stay anonymous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so they change their minds constantly, know little to nothing about any technical stuff like 5-channel sync video projection.
I love it.
Projection mapping and given a lot of freedom and space to make decisions, change decisions, and work in the gallery space as we install with them. It's a good show, and the amount of work the install crew did is enormous, far more than any place I've worked. Furniture building, major audio and video installs, room building, tons of stuff hanging from those high-ass ceilings. Mm-hmm. So much. A simple tape battle would be an insufficient measure of a prep crew, but I say bring it on. With love. Holy shit. Wow, I really stepped in it this time.
I love that. That was the best email we've gotten, I think, ever. Maybe almost ever.
It's definitely in our top 10, absolutely.
I love it. What can you remind top me of the five. Tape battle? Did we make some recommendation about a tape battle? This wasn't the last episode.
Yeah, who can
episode.
Put down the straightest line of gaff tape?
Gaff tape, not blue tape, huh?
No, because gaff tape is the toughie where you gotta, you know, in a little space if you want to tape down an electrical cord.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't got one of those covers.
And we thought BAM PFA specifically because which installation were you talking about where you're like, this is amazing, where they had gaff tape all up and down the walls?
I was just thinking about friend of the show I was just thinking about friend of the show, Jay Rivera Panza.
Oh, nepotism.
Because they work
That's
there.
What you meant
so
by
I was
that.
Just purely being nepotistic,
Duh.
Folks.
Of course.
And obviously, I stepped right in it. I let nepotism lead me right to hell. See, now you should have been doing nepotism right back at me, and then we wouldn't have been in this mess.
I should have. Okay, but you know, was I kind of refusing to take sides in my usual way?
I'm not even sure if you were listening to me.
Apparently I wasn't, although it's all starting to come back to me.
Sure enough. God. Okay, here's the deal, Mason. You ready for another
deal?
Do we
need to have I've seen it online or, you know, in the internets. Has there been like a preparator challenge?
There was one at Root Division when they were at that pop-up space between going to from their old space to their new space when Coonscapades had that.
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe we need to bring that back. Should we ask Coonscapades to bring that back?
Yeah, the Preparator Olympics.
Preparator Olympics.
They had to do all kinds
Maybe
of stuff.
That's the way we do it.
Running an egg around the room. I forget. I don't know. I think we should just have an appreciation party for the preparators.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Let's not make them compete. Let's just have them all be friends and like have...
Let's do that for a 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's just the preparator loving.
Let's just have a preparator party.
Yeah. And where they like oil up each other's bulging muscles.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Do you think they'll do that?
Well, we can charge. Let's charge. What we can do is we can charge admission, except for if you're a preparator.
Preparator calendar.
Ooh, God, that seems like a good idea.
Okay, well.
What? Someone hasn't done that?
I don't know. If anybody's curious.
I feel like Marcel should do that.
Sure.
That's amazing.
For sure.
For
Marcel
sure.
Marcel Ambrose and Jay Panza, weren't they the art workers? The Bay Area art workers, art handlers, handles?
Yes.
Honeys.
Art handlers handling.
The handler honeys.
The handler honeys.
I don't know, Mason.
Oh my God. I think there should definitely be a preparator calendar. That's so great.
Folks, a art preparator is somebody who installs and handles artwork. I hope everybody knew that going into this 15-minute segment
that.
About it.
We have just had so many good ideas. People run with them. Go
this
run.
Podcast.
Create some new projects.
Is an idea factory. And that's how it should be treated. Listen, there's an event.
There's just one event coming up. I heard
we
about it.
We got an email from Gabby Wolodarski, who was very appreciative of the podcast, and we say thank you very much for that. Anyhow, she says, I may be on the late side with this press announcement, but I'm guest curating a group show at the new West Berkeley Art Space called 120710. Are you shitting
nice.
Me, bro?
Nice. Love a weird
Wait,
title. Do
let's,
it.
Let's try to get on top of that. 120,710.
Say it again. We're just too busy talking
Let's
over each other.
Let's try it one
days.
More time. Ready? Ready?
One.
This is
zero,
what I'm going to try to one. Call it, okay?
Okay, go.
120,710. No, we can't. It can't. How about 120710?
120710. 120710.
Okay. And it's 12. Called that because it's at 1207 10th Street in Berkeley.
I want something weirder.
I mean, trying to figure
okay,
out
wait,
a
no
six
shame.
Digit
oh my
number.
God, I'm sorry. I'm really glad that you're opening a new space. I want to hear all about it. Keep going with the press release. Let's hear about the first show.
Okay, well, regardless of the title and our enumerants.
I think you're right that it's 102710.
No, 1207 10.
Okay, I think you're right that it's 1207.
Let's go with 1207 10, okay, everybody? It's an eclective contemplative exploration of the false binary figuration / abstraction as I imagine it, and it has a bunch of amazing artists in it. The opening is on the next new moon. Love to coordinate with the
Sweet.
Lunar
Love
calendar.
It. Loving that. Let's do it.
And that is October.
That's
my poor
be
dog.
In mid-October.
I'm a single mom right now, and my poor dog is very sad. Just know that, listeners, and we apologize.
Is he crying?
He's sad. He's confused. Sometimes he just kind of gets stuck in a corner.
Baby.
He'll be okay. After we get out of this recording studio in Mariah Carey's basement, we can I'll go take him out.
Oh yeah.
The opening, okay, so it's on the next new moon, which is October 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. and they're gonna have DJ Don't Tell Mom, aka Serena Eastman, is gonna be spinning records. And let me tell you, this artist list is a doozy, including Jesselyn Olland, Gay Garza. You know, Gabe always puts Gabriel, so I'm sorry, Gabriel Garza, John Mack. Amira, Indira Moore, Craig Nagasawa, and so many more. I mean, it just, the list just goes on, and they're all incredible artists. Okay,
cool.
So get to this show. And Gabby is an incredible painter, and I am very excited to see this curatorial
debut.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a debut, but it's definitely a little curatorial flourish. Okay. How about that?
Where is it again, though?
Okay.
12/27/10.
It is going to be at a new space called 120710, which is at 1207 10th Street in Berkeley.
In Berkeley.
Now, don't be confused and go to 10th Street in Oakland, because obviously we too have
Where in Berkeley is that?
Oh, Maysoon, why do you do these
What's
things
the
to me?
Street? Because you live in the East Bay, you should know where that is.
Sure, don't. I don't live in Berkeley.
Berkeley. Because I have a friend who lives on 10th Street, and I wonder if it's right on the corner of 10th and University.
Then will you go?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Well, it would be... I mean, I want to
go
anyhow.
Well, you got to go. We got to go. Everybody's got to go to every show. I missed a bunch of shows because my car's in the shop, let's say. Holy guacamole.
University
it's right by
Village.
That Whole Foods over there. Right off of San Pablo. It's like basically down the street from San Pablo and Gilman. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where's University in relation
to
this place?
Oh my God, what's happening?
I'm just trying to center myself.
University
I don't know where I am.
Is about 10 blocks south of Gilman.
Okay, great.
You got it? Remember when you, me, and Ken went to Phil's Coffee?
You sound exasperated.
Maysoon, remember when you, me, and Ken went to Phil's Coffee and I drove away to go see if I could open a bunch of the charging ports on a bunch of Teslas?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's right by there. That Phil's that
okay,
we
cool.
went to.
Yeah, I know.
Remember?
I'm looking directly at the building.
Oh, Maysoon,
right now.
You're really getting bogged down in the minutiae.
I'm not bogged
well,
down.
Can we move on?
I just want to know. Yeah, go ahead. Move
okay,
on.
We're moving
Bye.
On.
Go.
Okay, the Wattis has a new person they're thinking about. You know, I tried to go to the Wattis today, and sure enough, it was closed because it's motherfucking Tuesday, and they're not open on Tuesday. Isn't that sad?
They're Wednesday through Saturday.
What's that now?
They're Wednesday through Saturday,
That's
right?
That's correct, Maysoon. Absolutely correct.
Got it.
They're thinking about a new person. Remember how they do the little so-and-so is on our mind?
Yep, sure do.
And this time, it's Annika Yee.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It's cool. I think
Who
I always
is
choose
she?
Good people.
She was born in Seoul.
There's nothing to say bad about the Wattis ever.
She's from Seoul, Korea, but she was raised in the U.S. and is currently based in New York City. And some of the shit she's thinking about includes the natural and artificial and motherfucking artificial intelligence. So they're going to get in there with the fucking robots and they're going to get us all out of the motherfucking matrix. Mm-hmm. You think so? Wouldn't it be wild?
Let's hope so.
Wouldn't it be wild if the scholars at CCA somehow saved us from total destruction?
Yeah, it would be wild and it's not going to happen.
Okay, I can only agree with you, Maysoon. Okay.
But I'm still into it. What show do they have going on over there right now? What show did you not see
well,
today?
Well, let me go ahead and tell you what show that is because many people will be talking about it. Because
from
it's
the bridge
a
to the
huge
other bridge
deal nope. to everybody.
Oh, stop.
What did you die?
Oh.
I love how fucking inscrutable
oh,
the
no.
Wattis is. Oh, I remember now. What's up? Did you spill? What happened?
Jimbo was watering the plant, uh-huh. which is kind of on a high up stair, and the water sloshed over the side of the plant pot uh-huh. down the wall. So there's like soil water all the way down
oh,
the wall.
Oh, no.
It just sloshed
is
all over.
Is the recorder
over.
Okay?
Hopefully it landed in the box, babe.
I really need to lay down.
Kate, Jimbo's talking
oh,
to you.
Oh, what's Jimbo?
You said, oh, yeah, we are. Kate, this is getting ugly.
Well, will you tell you. Jimbo that Dr. John Gottman has a recipe for success-a-pee?
Jimbo, Dr. John Gottman has a recipe for success-a-pee. He looked at me like I spoke a different language.
Uh-huh. Okay, listen up. The Bye show babe. They got up there in the Wattis is Ana Jota, and that's a Portuguese artist,
oh.
so you'd actually pronounce
oh,
the J
right.
with a J sound, I believe.
Like a what? Jota.
Maybe Juta?
Juta.
They got a Portuguese artist in there who has developed a deeply personal artistic vocabulary that rejects and even antagonizes all forms of classification and identification. Holy shit. Wouldn't that
nice.
Be wild? See, this is
I'm
what I'm
that.
Talking about. If that were actually true and you went in there and you couldn't do any kind of fucking classifying or identifying because the artist is rejecting those things so hard, that's how we're gonna mm-hmm. fucking save humanity. Okay, Wattis, I hope you're fucking putting your money where your motherfucking mouth is. Because if I go in there and I can identify or classify anything I see, you owe me $40,000.
All right, Wattis, hope you're listening up. Kate's gonna hold
we're
you to it.
We're gonna put together a class action lawsuit.
Oh, damn.
Are there philosophical lawyers out there?
Weren't we talking about this?
That we need lawyers that will help us with existential issues and not just legal issues?
Oh my God, it's so We were talking about, I think Ken and I were, Ken and a group of us were talking
we
about this.
We need a court of philosophy.
Why were we talking about that?
And I'm the motherfucking judge. Whatever's going on over there at the Wattis, the show does look cool and I'm into it. And the artist was born in Lisbon in 1946 and lives still now in Lisbon. So if she's going to come over, let's go ahead and sit down and have a chat about where the fuck all the lesbians are in Portugal.
You think she's coming over?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, do they have any programs listed? Because we could
Wattis,
do a quick
what's
little
your
chat
stance?
Chat after
are
a
you fucking blowing carbon into the atmosphere? Maysoon, do we have to play the game again?
Everyone's blowing carbon. No, let's not go back to it.
The math was painful, I'll say. I'll say it loud and proud. I don't like to do math and think about numbers, even though I respect the numbers. And shout out to our sister podcast, Election Profit Makers, where they really get into the magic of numbers. Maysoon, I want to tell you that the East Side Arts Alliance over here in Oakland has some things happening. This upcoming Friday, September 29th at 7 p.m., they have a film premiering called A Rising Tide, A Look at Homelessness in Alameda County. It's a film by Cheryl Fabio, and it is free, and there's going to be refreshments. Doors open at 6:30. And then there, after the movie, there's going to be a discussion with the filmmaker, Cheryl Fabio, and some affordable housing person named Alan Donis. Wow. I don't know about this one. Through the eyes of children, their families, and the helping industry that has developed from the housing crisis, A Rising Tide follows the strategies of families and service providers struggling with homelessness. The film results from a conversation between the filmmaker and Dr. Christine Ma. Dr. Ma is the medical director of two clinics working with houseless children and their families at UC Benioff Children's Hospital. It's the Encore Clinic. And if you want to RSVP for that, you can head over to eastsideartsalliance.org. They also have Craig Harris, the jazz musician, is going to be having a show over there on October 7th from 7 to 9. But I love jazz. Maysoon?
You don't love jazz.
I love jazz. I just saw Chuchito Valdez play in Los Angeles.
Wow.
The famous Cuban
jazz
pianist. Son of
Chucho
Valdez.
Jazz pianist?
The king of jazz. Maysoon, do just a quick scat.
No.
You're not just going to do a little scat?
I won't. I can't. I need to be in a different environment.
But you would?
Maybe.
You would? Okay, well, I'm really looking forward to your scat solo in our next episode.
Maybe I'll start practicing.
Maysoon, where are we at with 500 Cap Street?
You know, I was just looking at their website. They've got a lot of kind of interesting stuff going on right now, it seems. I haven't seen them in a long... I haven't been there in a while. I'm curious to go back. They've got a silent auction up now, which I don't need to feel like I need to talk much about because I don't know.
I know they had some good local people helping with that auction.
Well, I'm more interested in, like, they have a project residency with La Pocha Nostra.
So Marcel Pardo Arisa is going to be turning 500 Cap Street into a welcoming hub for the trans community with an installation that invites intergenerational stories in a series of dinners, drag shows, and more. So I'm excited for these public programs.
Cute.
There's going to be
that
a
site-specific really
installation, Memoria Trans SF, a social sculpture for dialogue and conversations, with a generative collection of oral, archival, and visual stories of trans joy, developed in collaboration with writer Julian Delgado Lopera and in collaboration with El La Para Trans Latinas. We gotta go to this for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be open from October 19th all the way to February 17th, and there's gonna be public programs throughout October and November.
So there's a series, they're also their websites, I will say their website is a little bit confusing for me.
These fucking art spaces try to get too creative with the websites.
Well, there just aren't any dates or times, right? So their homepage just has like names of exhibitions, but with no, like, did this already happen? Is it happening now?
Uh-huh.
Transfiguration is an exhibition created by Viet Le and Slash, and will be accompanied by a series of public programs taking place throughout the Bay Area under the 500 Cap Street Shifting Possession Salon series. I see. So this is something that happens in other places. A bunch of things have already happened, as usual.
For what?
But there's a performance and panel with Viet Le and Tay Dong, Master Spirit Medium, Vin Vuong. Master Spirit Medium. I want to go to this. Vin Vuong and Janet Hoskins.
Are they going to channel the dead?
And that's going to be it. It's called Mother Goddess or Viet Namaste Queer Southeast Asian Indigenous Shamanisms. That sounds rad. That's December 3rd, everyone. You have
December.
Time to plan. Maybe
put
I'll get more information and talk
now.
More about it later. And that's going to happen at Headlands, which is a great place for something like this to happen because the Headlands has got to be full
of
spirits.
Hopefully I have a car back by then.
Yeah. And well, that's the one I'll talk about right now. You know, I think there's some good curators. There's some good people doing work at 500 Cap. So I don't want to completely, you know, I want to pay a little bit of, I want to pay some attention.
Well, we got to go to Marcel's stuff for sure.
Well, that's for sure.
Well, that's for sure.
Guys, just get, everyone, can you just get your websites a little bit more organized? I just, where do I go to find out? Like Marcel's
people,
thing isn't even on here
yet. You
got
to put the address, the hours, and the days. Those have to be visually
present. They're really just throwing out their benefit
present.
Auction right now.
Okay. And programs. Accessible by
it's
other
all the
means
auction.
Beyond the visual. Okay. And that's got to be right there as soon as I open the motherfucking website. Okay, people? I want to let you know that your favorite artist of all time, Hsu Kwan, is going to be giving a talk over there at the Mills College Art Museum. Oh, and it's not just a talk. It's actually a drumming performance.
First of all, there's an opening.
Talk. I think the opening already happened. Oh, no, it didn't. September 30th is going to be the opening reception. We talked about
Saturday.
This last week. But your favorite.
We sure did.
So you better come. Okay. You better come since you abandoned
me. I already have something on my calendar for that day.
For October 21st, my mom's
which
birthday.
Which I forgot. No, for September 30th.
Well, look here, Mason.
What are you talking about?
October 21st, my mom's birthday. You decided to turn your back on me and embrace Hsu Kwan as your favorite artist. So you better come out from 2 to 4 at the Mills College Art Museum.
Can we go in honor of your mom's birthday?
I guess. So that I can celebrate the Hsu's loss of my other mom, you.
Oh my God. I am definitely not your other mom. I don't know what I am to you. I'm like your, what would I be? What would be?
My friend and podcast partner.
Oh, well, that's a nice way to put
it. Oh, okay. My tormentor.
I don't think I'm your tormentor. Maybe I am, though. But I think everyone is in some ways.
Well, as they say.
Okay, wait. Let's not get into that. We always spiral. We're like in a spiraling. I think the world is in a spiral. Obviously. There's no thinking about
that. Maysoon, I used to love Guillermo Gomez Pena, God. And then I heard a pretty gnarly story about him, and now I'm kind of not a fan.
No.
Well, look here. SF Camera Work is having their benefit auction, and they have this one picture that looks amazing.
God, I gotta get out there.
It is by Costas Focas, and it is called Untitled Number 46, and it's three guys, like, necking with each other, but it's taken from, like, beneath them, like, as if they stood over the camera, and you just see them from, like, the chest up, and it's hard to tell really what's going on. It makes, like, a beautiful abstract composition. I think if there's any queers out there that want to spend about, the current bid is only $1,300, but the value of this beautiful photograph is $2,100. You should, somebody out there, buy this picture and get it framed and give it to me.
So I guess we're in auction season. There's so many fundraisers.
It's like fundraiser
season. SF Camera Work's doing benefit auction is September 30th, so that's this Saturday
Good
as well.
God.
That's a lot going
and
on Saturday.
And Noah from Small Press Traffic has a reading. I forget where it is and when it is.
On September 30th?
Yep. But find Noah and listen to him read.
There's also, I'm not going to remember the name of this thing because I'm an asshole like that. Hold on, let me just get myself first. Keep talking.
Oh, well,
go ahead.
I hope everybody was able to get out to Vallejo. As I said, my car had a minor mishap and so I wasn't able to get out to Vallejo, but it sounds like the fucking show was amazing. I'm deeply saddened that I couldn't get out there. God damn.
Mm.
They had so many great artists in that show and I bet they were all drinking mango nadas and having a great time.
Mango nada? What's that?
Mango nada. We talked about this when I went to that first opening in Vallejo. It is a delicious drink with mango and tiny ice, really good small ice, and tahine is in it. It's spicy. And then they put this stick of, like, this candy stick thing in it. And I don't know. I tried to eat some of that and I couldn't really make it happen for me, but I'm not sure you're really supposed to eat it. But anyhow, they also sell them over there on the corner of 24th and Mission if you want to just go pick one up from a little stand. I got one the other day.
I see.
It was $7, which I think it was a lot less than that in Vallejo, but I gotta tell you, it was worth every damn dollar because that shit is the most refreshing shit around. I think
nice.
It's about 90% sugar.
Oh.
But then there's also pieces of mango in it.
Yeah, see, anything with a bunch of fruit in it sounds really good.
Fucking good
to me.
Fun.
I wanted to give a quick shout out. So there's a contemporary Contemporary Art Festival. This is the second year that it's been happening in Chinatown, and it's called Edge on the... Well, it's organized by this group called Edge on the Square, and this is the second Contemporary Art Festival, and it's the festival this year is called Under the Same Sun, and it's going to take place Saturday. This Saturday, again, another Saturday thing. That's why I can't go, I don't think, to Mills from 5 to 10 p.m.
All the way to 10 p.m.
5 to 10. So I think it's a nighttime thing, and I believe last year there were a lot of like light type programs that were happening.
Light?
Light-filled performances happening outside on the street. I think it's like not a scavenger hunt, but you know, it's not in one big space. You like walk around Chinatown and find these different projects happening throughout the evening.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was sort of trying to find more information about the actual festival, but I'm having a hard time getting in there. Oh, here we go. Do-do-do. Under the Same Sun reimagines the edges of Chinatown, second annual contemporary art festival to celebrate the enduring radiance of San Francisco Chinatown. I'm going to see if I can find some artist names. What was that?
That was me. I was stretching.
This one-day festival brings together over 20 Asian American and BIPOC artists and their multimedia artworks, installations, activations, and performances to reflect on contemporary issues, questions, and concerns relating to individual and collective freedoms, identities, and civil liberties. Okay, this is way too many lists in one sentence, but that's just a quick edit. It sounds great regardless.
Okay, great.
Featured artists and collectives include An Lee, Alex S. from Lower Grand Radio, cute. Al Wong, Bahar Bebahani, Carol Ann McChrystal, Cone Shape Top, which I'm going to say I love that name, Connie Zhang, wow. Dunya Dance and Drum,
some real stars
Erica
in
Chong Such, Hang Hyun, Indira Allegra, whoa. K-12 Youth Performance Group, Kim Ip, Lion Dance ME, Lisa Solomon, and Christine Buckton Tillman, yeah. Macrowaves, oh Patty God. Chang, Sierra Katao, Teresa Hak Kyung Cha, and TNT Trixicle, Yang Yifan Dong X, Keming wow. Lee, Yu Yu
oh
from Chinatown Records. So many
it's
things.
Star,
so
it's
many
a star-studded affair, I'll say.
Yeah. I know that a few of our, you know, podcast friends were in it last year, and I missed it, and so I'm looking forward to
gotta
checking
get
it
over
out.
There.
See how it
gotta
goes.
Gotta get over there. And give a little salute to the Transamerica building.
Yeah. So I guess you could probably go get a map or something at their space, which is 800 Grant Avenue. Anyhow, I'm up for it.
May soon.
I'm up for it. I like adventures, excursions and such.
Yeah.
Yes.
But just it's not like going to freaking...
It's not like going to Santa Rosa or
right,
something
exactly.
like that.
Right, exactly. You can walk on down there. May soon, here's the truth.
You ride your bike. Okay. Go. Do it. Say it. What?
People need to send in. It's coming where we just had the fall equinox. People don't have much time left to go ahead and submit your candidates for the Congratulations Pine Tree. Thank you for not leaving Superstar Award. This is an award for people who could have left the Bay Area and they didn't.
What about people who left? There's some people who left and came back, which is pretty
cute. Oh, people who left and came back. Well, they did leave, so we can't say thank you for not leaving.
We can't thank you for not leaving.
No, but we can say thank you for coming back, but we're mm-hmm. not giving them an award. Okay, pal?
Do we have like a, have we determined if there's like a criteria here? Like they have to have been here for at least 5 years?
No, we didn't do any of that. But I will say.
No criteria.
We also never really selected a judge, so we can just decide that when we're jurying.
We're going to be the judges.
So go ahead and send your candidate applications to congratulationspinetree @gmail.com. You can also call us and leave a message if you want at 419-351-6606. Or you can tweet us. Don't send your candidates via Twitter, but go ahead and tweet us other things at Pine Tree Podcast. It's okay, Mason. Nobody ever tweets
us.
We
haven't left Twitter yet.
We've announced everything we needed to announce. So now we can really get into what we truly care about, which is I went to the CCA library today at CCA, California College of the Arts. That was my first time going there. And Maysoon, they have books for sale.
Really?
They have books for sale. Old books or like weird books for whatever reason that they're getting rid of. And I found a monograph of Antonio Lopez Garcia, one of my favorite painters ever. And man, I tried to buy that book like fresh, it would have been really fucking expensive. I got it for just $20. That was like a 10-pound
book. Are you
going
to sell it at all?
That's only $2 a pound. I want to encourage everybody to get over there to the CCA library. If you can't get into the building.
Is it open to just anyone?
Well, here's the deal. You first have to to get into the building. Yeah. And how you do that is just tell the security person, I'm a guest speaker for, and then just pick someone you know who works there. Or make up a name. Okay? But you gotta look a little
artsy. That's all you have to do, really?
Yeah. I think most of our listeners could
pull it off. Wear your cute architectural glasses.
Yeah, get some ridiculous glasses. Have a kind of an air of self-importance. And then head on in. The library is right by the security desk where they check you in. And they have not only books for sale, they also have some free books.
Wow.
They got merch in there.
Why were they getting rid of the book? Did you tell them they should actually really keep it because he's an important artist?
I assumed that they had another copy of it.
Okay, that's good of you.
Okay. But even if they don't, that's my fucking book now. And it's a good-ass book.
Are you going to try to sell it?
Fuck
you
no. Resell? I'm keeping that
shit. It for hundreds
no,
of dollars?
No, I'm putting it in my Antonio Lopez Garcia appreciation collection.
Do you have a collection?
Well, I have a VHS copy of the documentary that was made about him.
Uh-huh. Really? Tell me more about this artist.
He is a Spanish painter. He's still alive, but he's like 90 or something. And I believe he was commissioned to make a portrait of the Spanish royal family. Hang on one second.
Oh, wow.
I have to type.
Okay. I want to see a painting of this.
I think Tomato's upset.
Can you send me a text of your favorite painting?
I hate to tell you this, but my cat Tomato is upset right now. Mm-hmm. Try not to get sad about it. Are you overcome with emotion?
No, I feel more sad when Molly's upset because he's such an old guy and confused and it makes me feel sad for him.
Uh-oh. Tomato is
God, I like this painting of an empty room.
Okay, ready for this one?
Just stuff strewn.
Okay, there's an article about this weird situation where Antonio Lopez Garcia, who I would say is like, he's a realist painter, but sometimes the way that he depicts reality is so hallucinatory that it feels unreal.
Nice word.
Okay, and he does some pictures that are weird, like of a couple having sex in the middle of a city street.
Oh, weird.
So basically, the Spanish royal family commissioned Antonio Lopez Garcia to make a portrait of them in 1994. Okay, you with me?
Yep, 1994.
20 years later, he finished it. Okay. And basically, he said that the painting of Spain's royal family was like writing War and Peace. He's a perfectionist. Like in the documentary, he's basically like sitting in his backyard trying to draw this quince tree, and he's trying to fucking get every motherfucking like little fleck of crud on every little twig exactly depicted perfectly. And it's like so intense, and his daughters like come put his shoes on him and like usher him inside
while he's still painting.
Pretty much a little bit on one, this guy. And he makes all these weird baby head sculptures. I mean, the guy's a nut.
Ooh.
He's an absolute nut.
Can you tell me about your use of the term hallucinatory?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I love that.
Okay. I don't know. You just got to see some of his work. Like, he does these cityscapes where you're like, Jesus fucking Christ, the guy must have been sitting there looking at this shit for eternity. You're like, damn, this guy is looking so hard at this shit. He's seeing through it.
Wow.
And you're like, God damn.
Ooh. And this, he looks like does he make fairly large scale paintings?
Some of them are big. Not all of them. He has an enormous baby head sculpture. That's like bronze or whatever.
I gotta look at this baby head sculpture.
Massive sculptures of baby heads. I saw a big retrospective of his work at the Fine Art Museum in Boston. Okay. It was pretty fucking cool because I had never seen stuff in person.
Oh no, there's one baby head in Boston where they put a knit hat on it.
Yeah, that seems silly.
Why the baby head?
I don't know.
What is he trying to say about that?
I don't know.
That?
You know, honestly, as much as I love him, I haven't read a lot about him.
Now I'm fascinated. Can we go to like a classical museum and look at old school paintings or something?
Yeah, I wanted to do that today. Let's go ahead. Let's do a road trip down to LA and go to like LACMA and the Getty and stuff.
Yeah, where you can talk to me about everything.
We should head on
to
Ohio and go to the Toledo Museum of Art.
What a weird dude. Why the heads? I just don't understand.
He's a weird ass motherfucker, dude. Everybody, if you want to see one of the real freaky paintings by Antonio Lopez Garcia, look up The Apparition from 1963. Okay, folks.
Wait.
And here's the truth about eucalyptus. It is all over this damn, like, especially San Francisco is completely overrun with eucalyptus. Eucalyptus sheds its bark all weird. It's invasive. And I would like to propose, Maysoon, really, really focus in here. I need you to remember this.
Wait, let me hold on. Start again.
Oh, my God.
Eucalyptus.
Maysoon, they got too much eucalyptus over there in your town. Okay, in San Francisco.
Okay.
The eucalyptus is everywhere. It's invasive. And I would like to propose a new approach.
What about the koalas?
That's what I'm saying. Let's release the koalas.
Let's do it. Oh my God.
I was asking people if they had any misgivings about this idea. People were concerned about cougars eating the koalas. People were concerned about chlamydia because everybody knows koalas are huge chlamydia havers. And that
carriers.
Chlamydia, I don't think it can be transmitted to humans, but it can be transmitted to the other koalas. Look, we're going to get koalas.
What about to other animals? Like, I don't want my cats getting chlamydia because some koala is fucking
around. You're not
going to
have a koala, like, there hanging out with your cats, bro.
Oh, the koalas are in the city. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
They're
going to be
they
hanging out in the mission, at the
hours
local bars,
day.
And all sorts of things.
They koalas what? Sleep 23 hours a day.
They're just like cats. Yeah.
Well, Mason, look, you're going to have a net up to keep the koalas out, but I think this is a great idea. We're going to get clean koalas. We're going to put them up in the eucalyptus trees. Now, they don't kill the trees, but they do hang out in them. And then I'm going to hug and kiss
and
the koalas.
Cute. I can't
okay.
wait.
Okay. Everybody make this happen. Can somebody, some
I'm going to have to move closer
weirdo.
To Golden Gate Park because really the eucalyptus are, like, they're not really in the neighborhoods, you know? They're more in the
yeah,
parks.
Perfect. We'll just have koalas all over
Golden Gate Park. Probably the Presidio all over the place. Probably Stern Grove.
Great.
I bet you know where you did your project with, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how did I forget this? Premier Junior, there's probably some eucalyptus
oh,
up on
sure.
that hill.
Maysoon, mm-hmm. another thing I'd like to say is, you know the fucking Shakespeare Garden and all that shit?
Where, in Golden Gate Park?
How all those British motherfuckers came over and they're like, the new world has to have everything that Shakespeare talked about. So they brought over all the birds from Shakespeare.
They did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
That's why there's all these fucking British birds flying all over the damn place.
Oh. What?
Okay.
Really?
And I'm like, why didn't they bring anything cool like koalas or hedgehogs?
Well, koalas are in Australia.
I know, but I mean, hadn't they kind of like gone to Australia by then so they could have grabbed up a couple koalas?
Maybe Australia was still the... Wasn't there like a story that Australia was like where the British sent all their criminals?
I think that there was something about that that needed a little further investigation. We'll come back to that next
time. I'm sure.
But look, Mason, sure. I have to tell you, why didn't they bring fucking koalas? Why is the only North American marsupial the possum? No disrespect to the possum. I love possums.
Oh, I like the
but
possums.
But we shouldn't have just one marsupial. That doesn't make any
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, we need all the marsupials. I could probably do without kangaroos. They seem kind of scary.
All I want is koala bears. The pouch thing kind of freaks me out, but with koalas, I can overlook it. And I want to also say that, look, civilization is collapsing. All our biomes are totally perverted from where they ever should have been because of all the invasive species and all the nonsense going on. And I actually did talk to the National Totally Legit Environmental League, the NTLEL. And sure enough, they said just getting a shit ton. They said that actually if any tech people that have loads of money want to just go get a ton of fucking koalas and release them in Golden Gate Park, that actually would be totally fine.
No. They don't have the authority to say that.
Maysoon, you got to get on board here.
What about, would the koalas fuck around with any other animals? What about the bird life and
no, they don't fuck with anything.
Like
they just try to eat these undigestible eucalyptus leaves and then
I
sleep.
I have to say, I'm sure this has been, I feel like this in San Francisco, I'm sure there was, this has come up before, and I'm curious to know about that history.
Well, it didn't come up hard enough because I haven't seen one koala out there.
Okay, can we start making those little flyers that you put up on like light poles throughout the
yeah.
city?
To say, hey, get some koalas and put them out in Golden Gate Park?
Here's what I want to do. Let's do a flyer that says, like, let's bring koalas to San Francisco once and for all.
Yeah, great.
And then we can say, we can put our email and our phone number on there and see if people get in touch.
Yep, love it. Wait, why do they have to get in touch with us?
A pull tab.
I don't want
anything
to do
with it. They have to send us their story, why they think it's important. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it on my corner. Just, I'm going to make a sign and put it on the corner.
Okay. But I want to say we take no legal or ethical responsibility for anything anybody's doing with any wildlife.
No, of course not.
And I'm going to keep that legal non-liability from the bridge.
Oh, yeah. To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.